Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, this is SB Nation Radio.
And SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans.
Continuing here on our SB Nation Radio Championship Sunday preview show, I'm your host, Jake Asman. We're going to continue to break down the games, but there's probably nobody better to talk to than someone that has been a part of the championship game numerous times in their legendary career. That is NFL Hall of Fame coach Marv Levy, who joins us now over the phone. Coach Levy, I appreciate your time, and I hope all is well on your end. Thanks for coming on.
Everything is fine here, and it's always a pleasure to talk with you and talk about the game.
No doubt about that one, Coach. So let me start with this. Which game are you more excited for, Patriots-Chiefs or Saints and Rams?
Well, no, they're all exciting. I got a feeling I was an AFC guy most of the time there, so I'm and coached in Kansas City and for a while and was a division rival of the Patriots for a while, so I'm rather interested in that one. A great long time quarterback like Brady and a wonderful new young one like Mahomes coming along. That's an interesting one.
Marv Levy, our guest here on SB Nation Radio, and Coach, you mentioned it. You've coached in Kansas City. You've obviously gone up against New England, and you coached in Buffalo, so you know a thing or two about some cold weather. The forecast for this game on Sunday could be in the low teens, maybe even 0 degrees, some are saying. What is the biggest key to finding a way to play the game of football when the weather gets that cold?
Well, oh boy, I'm going to go off the wall here. my father was in World War I, was a Marine in the Battle of Belleau Wood, and everything was going against them, and his commander had said to them, when it's too tough for them, it's just right for us. And that's what I adopted when I was up in Buffalo in that real cold weather before the kickoff of games like that. Say, fellas, when it's too tough for them, it's just right for us.
NFL Hall of Fame coach Marv Levy is our guest here on SB Nation Radio special Championship Sunday preview. You know, along those lines, Coach, you once famously said at a Super Bowl news conference when you were asked about a game being a must-win, you said, quote, World War II was a must-win. So I think you had the right mindset to handle must-win games. Am I right?
Well, that's right. And I use some of those military and historical comments which had grabbed my attention and tried to apply them, and every now and then my players would roll their eyes, is this going to be another one? But a lot of times they bought in too.
Coach Marv Levy, our guest here, NFL Hall of Famer, four-time AFC champion, two-time Grey Cup champion, and of course in the Hall of Fame with a 154-120 overall record as a head coach. You mentioned the Patriots, you've gone against them throughout your coaching career. Tom Brady, 41 years old, still playing the game at a high level. Once again, for the eighth straight year, Coach, in the AFC Championship game. I mean, can you even fathom that this guy is still playing at such an elite level at age 41?
No, I am really amazed at what this man is doing. At that age, he's accomplished so much already. Many people are saying he's the greatest quarterback ever. He's probably got enough money to be wise. All my impressions of him, he's a guy of good character, good family. It amazes me that he keeps having the motivation to keep going at this age after all he has already accomplished. Yes, amazing. And if I might, Greg, you know, everybody talking about, oh, who's going to be the first draft? He's a sixth rounder. So it isn't just where you're picked, it's what you do.
What do you think about his career overall? You know, some people have made the argument, and it's tough to argue with a lot of people nowadays, that he's the best quarterback of all time. You've coached some great quarterbacks in your career. You've been around going up against great quarterbacks in your coaching career. Do you look at Brady as the all-time greatest quarterback to ever play the game?
No, I can't nail it down that somebody has been the greatest. I'm going to leave that to the other who like to come out. I mean, you know, we competed against Dan Marino, John Elway, to name just a couple right there, and so many great ones. I'm old enough to go back and remember Johnny Unitas and Sid Luckman that were fantastic. Sammy Baugh. So you, now you know how old a guy you're talking to. But but Tom is right up there. If somebody's going to rate him at that, I'm not going to argue with him because he's been fantastic.
Coach Marv Levy, our guest here on SB Nation Radio Special Championship Sunday Preview. Coach, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes at the top. You have a 41-year-old quarterback in Tom Brady. Mahomes just 23 years old. He's been having such an incredible season, his first full year starting in the league. When you watch Patrick Mahomes, what stands out to you when you watch his games?
You know, I tell you, again, I haven't studied it near to the degree that probably you are right now either, since I'm not getting any. But something that grabs me about him is he has, it almost baffles me, this view he has of the entire city. If he's flushed out of the pocket and running over here to the right, he seems to remember what was way back over there over his left shoulder and is able to deliver back there. Just his, either the breadth of his vision or there's some quality that I don't even know how to define, really is remarkable.
NFL head coach Marv Levy is our guest here on SB Nation Radio. And, Coach, we talked about the AFC. Switching now to the NFC, we have a matchup of two great teams between the Saints and the Rams. You have a great quarterback like Drew Brees, now 40 years old, and Jared Goff, just 24 years old. So both conferences feature the elder statesman against the young buck coming up. What stands out to you about this game, and when you look at it from the perspective of the Saints, how important do you think having that home field advantage in the Superdome will be for them?
Well, home field is always an advantage, I believe. It's not a cinch. Doesn't qualify. You still got to go out and play to the best of your ability. But it's an exciting game. It's an exciting matchup. The four teams that are heading down the stretch right now, boy, they've earned their way there. And for me to make a prediction, and my four-year-old grandson could make a prediction and be just as much on the money as I'd be.
As we talked about with Tom Brady, Drew Brees, 40 years old, he's certainly well on his way to being in the Hall of Fame, just like you are one day, Coach. What about Drew Brees' games over the years? You've had a chance to obviously see him up close. You've had a chance to watch him develop. What has stood out to you about what he has been able to do in his career?
Well, again, I think he's being well coached, and I, you know, for me to try and select something off the wall, I'd say his results is what stands out for me. But to try and give you a quality or something of that nature, I don't really know the man that well or what his work ethic is. I know the quarterbacks, the two quarterbacks I worked with, they had a fabulous work ethic, Jim Kelly. And then his backup, Frank Reich, that's what it amounts to. Work ethic, persistence, study, preparation, those are the things that count, not just bravado.
We're spending a few minutes here on SB Nation Radio over the phone with Marv Levy. You're listening to our special SB Nation Radio Championship Sunday Preview Show. And, Coach, you know, since you brought up Frank Reich, first year with the Indianapolis Colts as a head coach, he turned a team that was 1-5 all the way into the playoffs. They won a playoff game over Houston. Did you know when you were coaching Frank as a player that he had the capabilities to be an outstanding head coach?
Yes, absolutely, without question. Jim Kelly once told me, I'd never been the quarterback I was if it wasn't for Frank Reich being with me all the time. His preparation was beyond belief. His study, his resilience. You know, he's the master of the great comeback. As a backup quarterback, led the greatest comeback in the history of college football behind Boomer Esiason. And then he led the greatest comeback in a playoff game in pro football when we came back from a 35-3 deficit in the second half. Frank was playing for injured Jim Kelly. He is the master of the comeback. His team started 1-5. Next, they went 10-2 after that. And high character, cares about teammates, convincing. He's so genuine. I just, boy, am I, proud to say and grateful to say that Frank was a big part of my coaching career.
Hall of Fame head coach Marv Levy is our guest here on SB Nation Radio. And, Coach, before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Buffalo Bills. They had a season where they were bringing along a rookie quarterback in Josh Allen. So what stood out to you about Josh Allen, and what are your thoughts on the Bills' future as a team that can hopefully make some noise in the AFC?
Yeah, I do think that they are heading in the right direction. I'm favorably impressed with Sean McDonough. With the things he can do and his work ethic, and they have fantastic support from their fans. They were wonderful, even in dark moments for us. But I do think they're heading in the right direction right now, and they're coming up fast next year. That's my prediction. If they do that, I'll remind you. If they don't, I won't remember.
There you have it. Coach Marv Levy has been our guest here on SB Nation Radio. Coach, I've been a fan of yours for such a long time. You're a tremendous coach, but an even better person. Really appreciate you making some time for us here on SB Nation Radio.
Well, thank you very much. My pleasure to talk with you and communicate with the fans who are listening. Thank you.
That's Coach Marv Levy. More of our NFL Championship Sunday preview coming up next. Keep it here. It's Jake Asman with you. This is SB Nation Radio.